Welcome back to another Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor.
Pew!
And Ben, is it Groundhog's Day?
Why is it Groundhog's Day?
After Auburn's first spring scrimmage, defense dominates.
I know. I didn't get that.
To be the message. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people freaking out. And because it is quite literally the same story. Again, at least from the first scrimmage. So, yeah. Defense won the day, particularly the first team did have a touchdown. Just overall, like, when you hear that, does it feel different? Does it feel the same? Are you, oh, here we go again? Or, like, what are your feelings when you start hearing that defense wins again?
First and foremost, you look very tanned.
I feel like this sums up with a screen. I'm like red. I don't know what's going on.
I was going to say, you look like very like in color, by the way, especially next to my very white face. You look very in color.
You're shiny though.
It could be the colors you're wearing. That could be it too. We also match. Those of you that are able to see this on the, you put it on YouTube at all? Is it behind a paywall?
Behind the paywall. Yeah.
So we matched today and then we didn't call that, but I told you my wish was to see offense doing something special. Yeah. And I'm not disappointed because I expected to get the headline of defense. I mean, that was my, you know, I'm a realist as well as somebody that's an optimist. And so my optimistic take on yesterday's pod that we did was I would love to see Brown have two deep balls for touchdowns to, you know,
he had one
in Singleton. So I got one. So I got 50% of what I wanted.
Yeah. And I think he had a deep ball, 30, 40 yards to Koger.
Okay. So
that's good.
So you got it. So not even, so kind of 50%, not who I wanted it to, but whatever. I have to deal with it. But I fully expected Kyle, the thing is, I don't want people to freak out about it because I think this is with any camp, with any spring practice. I think just about every team in the Southeastern Conference that's going through spring drills right now, the coach is constantly coming up there going, well, defense is ahead of the offense. Defense is ahead of the offense. So I don't, you know, let me tell you what people should be excited about. You want to know where the offense looked good to me? The one clip that Auburn football shared that was with Brown meeting Cam and they looked like the same friggin' size. That was the one that I got my wish as
Cam,
far as
Byram makes Cam look average.
Yes.
Size. Like, I don't, hold on. I didn't say that right. Normal size. Byram Brown makes Cam look normal size because Byram Brown is so incredibly shredded and big.
Yes, he is.
So that's exciting.
And it helped that he was wearing the skin tight body armor shirt that was on him, showing every ripple that he had. And he's dapping
ripples,
up.
Baby.
Yeah, and he's dapping up Cam. Now, the funniest part about that, that listeners that are listening right now, one of you is super creative and can do this. You need to go grab a screenshot of it. Coach Golish looks like a 10-year-old.
He does.
Grinning,
he's
like
so proud.
Grinning and asking for autographs from both of them while he's standing right there beside him.
He does. He seems just incredibly.
So somebody's got to turn that into a meme of the two of them and him grinning from ear to ear going, can I please have an autograph?
That's fantastic.
And so, I guess I've heard you talk about standing next to Brown. I've heard talk to Double D, Daryl Dapperich. You know, I've talked to, you know, our mutual buddy, Zach. You know, I've talked to Bill Cameron and some of the guys that, you know, from in the stations at Jacob Goins. And they've like, yeah, he's a big dude. It doesn't do it justice when y'all tell me that until I've got some self measurement, which is I've stood next to Cam. And when I saw the two of them meet up, I was like, oh, they're telling the truth. Like, he is a big dude. So,
yeah, you got a little confirmation.
Yeah, I got the – so that
also,
was –
also, Takeo looks like he could play still.
Oh, Takeo could suit up in a heartbeat. And just a side note, I think I told you, she went the TV route, but Takeo's daughter interviewed with us.
Yeah.
I think she could suit up for just about any team known to man as well and dominate female athletics. She walked in, and she's like – 6'1", ripped to shreds, and I was like, "You got to be kidding me!" Like the genes in this family, unbelievable.
On brand,
yeah, on brand.
So going back to the scrimmage. So yes, the offense struggled. I think they had one touchdown, maybe got close to another touchdown, and then it was pretty much three and out, and maybe I think there was a turnover. I think Byram had a fumble, from what I understand, like on the goal line.
Oh, so they let him hit somebody?
What's that?
They let him hit somebody, or was he fumbled? Like
no, it was a fumbled exchange, okay. And then the scoop and score. So this is my thing about it. Yes, obviously it's discouraging. I want to hear light it up, and you know, whatever. One thing that I think is we're sure of is that no one is taking it easy on anyone.
No one.
So there's not going to be any throttle down. And with that being said, it's going to be tough because I think this defense is going to be good. And this is not just copium or make myself feel good. And because I've seen the production, I've seen Byram produce. So like, I know it's there. So I know that taking his legs away is going to be a limiting factor because that is a massive weapon. I mean, he ran for 1,000 yards. So it's not built for the offense to be super successful, and especially ones-on-ones. And
Spring isn't for any school because yesterday's pod,
yeah,
you can't touch the quarterback.
Yeah.
And even if they're a pocket quarter, even if you're looking across the state, which we talked about, we didn't know if Alabama, like where they stand quarterback wise, but even if you look at a pocket quarterback, he's not going to look good in spring, except maybe on 7-on-7 where he's not going to get touched anyway. That's probably about the only time that they're going to look good. So I will say this. If you read the headlines and you hear us talk about this, where the offense is behind the defense at this point, if you're freaking out because of the past and the offensive woes that have taken place the last 3 to 5 years, I'm just going to go ahead and throw 5 in there as well, dating back to the Harsin administration. If you're throwing that in with this, you are overreacting.
You're linking things that aren't necessarily like linkable. Like it's kind of an unlucky coincidence,
right?
That's happened. It's not like it's something in the air at Auburn that makes offenses not work. Like that's not the case.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's funny. Is like I was more encouraged by this than the other, if it would have been the other way, because I just feel like that offense is going to be all right. I just feel like the offense is going to be good. It's the defense that I was worried might take a step back because of all the talent that you lost. Xavier Atkins had another big night. He didn't take the bag and chill. Like he's still a maniac out there. I think on that fumble, he had a scoop and score. He had a couple sacks.
I think that's the best way to describe him.
What's that? A maniac. Yeah. He's a maniac. He is borderline psycho, and that's exactly what you have to have.
It's so odd to me, Kyle, because
that's way.
It's between the lines he's that way.
Like after that interview with Takiyo Spikes, he may be.
Well, now that's Takiyo bringing that out in him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you would act like that if Takiyo interviewed you.
Yeah, you'd get a little adrenaline pumping.
Yeah, there's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, you look at Takiyo and you want to be that way. So, I'm with you in the point being where you're talking about the defense. You need to take this as a positive for the defense because I thought with 3 years of Brown and his receivers and, you know, the running back room that we have, and we've heard good things about the offensive line. After you and I had the pod, I brought this up because after you and I had the pod, I was talking to Buddy. I was like, yeah, I was talking to Kyle about this, and we were talking about, you know, some of my wishes, what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the offense jump out there. And they're the ones that kind of brought me back down to earth. And they were like, would that not concern you if they go and run all over the defense in the first scrimmage of the year? And I was like, you know, I didn't really think of it that way. I said, but yeah, not being able to touch the quarterback if he doesn't even have a scrambling
ability. They have the advantage, period.
Yeah.
So if you get torched when you have a market advantage, I mean, I get it. I still want to see some fireworks. And we did, I mean, did connect on a deep ball. So that's good stuff. Your boy, I got to give you some props. Okay. Yep. I got to give you some props. You've been driving the Omar train for years now. Even when he was in high school, and Omar is not going anywhere. And you may think Bryson Washington is your 1B. I guarantee, I know someone that doesn't believe that he's out of the running. He may not believe he's out of the running for 1A, and that's Omar. He had a big scrimmage, from what I understand, had a big touchdown run somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 yards. He goes second in every rep that we see in practice. I don't know what to think about. I know he was going with the twos, and then Bryson was rotating in with the ones.
Yeah.
But he continues to be there. He continues to be in the conversation. Got to give you props there. You've pretty much nailed that one. I think he's going to be – he could make some noise this year.
He's got all the tools to be one of the best to come through Auburn. Like, to have one of those – his junior year – junior, and if he stays the senior year, could be one of those guys that, you know, we talk about as being one of the, and listen, it helps that he loves this program. It helps, you know, him being from this community, staying home. But what really, what put, everybody asked me, because it's funny you mentioned that, Kyle, about the Omar, and they said, what got you on the Omar train? I said, his junior year was good. I said, but his senior year, he stayed injured in high school, and he still was super effective his entire senior year, even though he was shoulder was an issue.
His senior year, he went off.
He did go off, but he could have been way better. Towards the end of the season, he hurt his shoulder, and so they couldn't use him in some short yardage situations because they just didn't want to put him in that predicament to get basically cost him his future. So, and I credit Coach Keith Etheridge for that. he made sure to try to, you know, let people know, hey, it's bigger than this. He's got a future. We don't need to get him hurt. As a matter of fact, I think even one of the last games of the season, he even sat out a game when they needed him. Now, they ended up winning, but still, he sat out and tried to rest up. So, his attitude has always been good. He's one of the guys that's just one of the hardest workers, one of the guys that's first in the weight room, last to leave in the weight room. So, he's tried to develop his skill set where he can be a guy that you can throw it to him out of the backfield. He works on that constantly. So that way he's just not limited to running between the tackles. He would like to be used in other ways. So
he's vocal too. I like that.
Good.
He's not scared to, you know, be a vocal leader.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, you need that on the field. So that's always fun. It does sound like that. The biggest issue as far as the offensive line goes, as far as the offense goes, maybe the offensive line isn't quite there yet as a unit. And that's to be expected, I think, also because your guy that you're expecting to play left tackle is not there. You started a true freshman last night, Wilson Zaire. And then you haven't really found, you know, Cole Bess is excuse me, locked in. And you feel good about Derek Plaz at left guard. There's some mixing and matching going on at right guard, and you know they sub in and sub out, and they're trying to find that best five right now. And really, you're trying to find the best four because you still feel like Stanton Ramil is going to be your guy at left tackle whenever he's back healthy. So the issues, I think, this isn't the first time that the defense is dominated. I think a lot of times when they go into their 11-on-11, the defense has been handling them so far, and it feels like offensive line is probably the most room to improve. Now, you got a lot of options in that room. You just got to find that magic formula. Yep. You got to find that magic combination, and there's plenty of time to do that. But, again, I hearken back to what I said at the beginning. As long as it's ears back, we're going after it. 100%. I mean, it's like swinging a bat with a weight on it. You know what I mean? I think that's just going to make you better. Where you get into a problem is whenever you start throttling down or trying to make things a little bit easier, because then that hurts both sides of the ball. that hurts the defense because now they're not going full speed, and then it hurts the offense because they're seeing something less than full speed.
Wouldn't you say that that is at least the last 2 years that's been part of the problem?
Oh, that's 100% of what the problem last year. I mean, you had a quarterback issue and you tried to fix it by taking it easy on him.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case. Now with Brown, he can have a bad scrimmage. I do know that he passed for 3,000 yards last year and ran for over 1,000. It ain't like it's a continuation of what you saw from him last year. He's going to be fine.
Well, and I think that the last few years too, I've you know, you hear the term, and I've heard this numerous times from quote unquote insiders, paralysis by analysis. There was too much of we should be doing this, we should be doing that. Whereas it sounds like this staff is directions are given, and then they're going to go out and they're going to go, you know, tail on fire. Let's get it done. Get our reps in. And so that way you are at game speed when week one rolls around.
The time comes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Going to be a short show today. We're going to talk to Golish this afternoon at 4:00 and hopefully get a little bit more detail, a little bit more clarification on everything that went down. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions asked by the offense. So I'll be anxious to see what he says there. Ben, love you, bud. Thanks for everything you do for us. Tell us, tell everybody how they can support you. We haven't done that in a while.
Oh, look at you, man. Yeah. AUnetwork.com. We got a WANI logo on there. So click on that. And we do sports each and every morning after 7, including with Kyle. We do Top Button Tuesdays on Tuesday morning. And then got the friendly folks like Daryl Dapperts. That's back. Double D Mondays are back, buddy.
Let's go.
So got that. And then visit with our buddy Zach and then Bill Cameron from our afternoon show on The Drive. And then What's Goins on Friday with Jacob Goins, who hosts On the Line, as well as he's the voice of Auburn High, who was also big on Omar Mapson because he got to call us last 2 years high school. So that's some of my insider information right there that you were talking about earlier, Kyle, is being able to hear the practice stories from Auburn High that transitioned to Auburn University.
Good stuff, man. We appreciate y'all listening. We'll be back again next week. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.